我想这个时间很宝贵啊。
I feel that the time is quite precious.
我写预备的交通啊。
So I thought I'd make a start.
这样子的，这个我五月份在中国。
In May, I was in China.
有一位弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他的眼睛啊，一个眼睛已经瞎掉了。
His eye, one of his eyes was blinded.
另外一个眼睛呢，视力只有0.1。
And the other eye had poor eyesight.
那么零点一是什么概念呢
？Only 0.1. What does it mean?
就是说，一公尺距离啊，你这个眼睛啊，还看不清楚的。
It means he can only see up to one meter away.
但是这位弟兄呢，他用0.1的这么一点视力。
With 0.1 eyesight,
用高倍的放大镜
use a magnifier,
来读圣经
he read the word of God,
每一次读圣经呢，都要到2个小时
and every time he read the Bible, he read 2 hours,
所以这是对我是个很大的感动
it really touched me,
因为我的视力呢，还是比较好的
Because I have okay, my eyesight is okay.
这么小的字呢还看得见
I can read my tiny Bible.
所以我想起来呢，对我也是个很大的激励
And also, I felt that it was a great encouragement for me.
我们在这里中间，我们在这里呢，大部分的弟兄姊妹，我在福音本院呢，都有一个比较明亮的眼睛
Most of us here have a good eyesight.
但是想起来呢，我们能够花多少时间在到圣经上面？
And yeah, how much time do we spend reading the Word of God?
那么他能够每一天呢要到2个小时的圣经。
This brother who is half blind read 2 hours every day.
那么真不容易。
It is truly
所以想到这一点呢，就是对我是个很大的激励。
Something that really encourages me.
所以每天呢要花比较多的时间来读圣经。
That I should spend more time reading the Word of God.
所以我们在这里看到呢。这个这么小的字，我们也能够看得到。
So you can see, I can even read the small prints on my Bible.
神迹呢，还给我们有比较明亮的眼睛。
We thank God for giving us good eyesight.
我感到呢，我们应当很好的来读圣经。
I feel that we should really read the Word of God.
因为圣经是神所默示的。
For the Bible,
神的话
scriptures are inspired by God and written in the Bible.
所以呢。我今天交通呢，就是说我们要很好的来读神自己的话语。
So that is what I want to share today. Just we need to read the word of God.
在这种情况之下呢，我们每天呢一定要抽出比较多的时间来读圣经。
We need to spend more time in reading the word of God.
那么有的弟兄姊妹，特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹
，saying brothers and sisters, especially the young people.
认为这个工作很忙
，They are quite busy in their work.
没有定时的来读圣经。
They couldn't have a set time to read the Bible.
我们要把我所讲的那一位弟兄呢，他这个眼睛看不清楚，用高倍的放大镜来读圣经，都2个小时，这不容易。
Let us consider that brother as our encouragement, who had to use a magnifier to read the Bible.
所以我们每天你再忙的话呢，特别是在这里年轻的弟兄姊妹，再忙的话也要。爱拜时间来读圣经。
So I'd like to encourage the brothers and sisters, especially young people, to read the word of God.
因为神的话呢，我们生命的粮。
So the word of God is
the
bread of our life.
我们平时的时候，每天呢，我们都要三餐吃饭。
We need to eat 3 times a day.
那么，基本这样子的话，我们要每天呢，生命的粮食，我们要每天要神来供应我们。
In the same way, we need the bread of life from the Lord.
那么这样子呢，要就需要每天呢。至少要三次来读圣经。
So in that way, we need to at least 3 times read the Word of God.
那么我已经试过了。
I've tried this.
大概是这个五分钟左右呢，可以读一章圣经。
About 5 minutes, you will read, you would have read 1 chapter.
那么圣经一共是1186章。
The Bible has 1,186 chapters.
那么如果说我们每一次三分钟的话呢，我们就可以一年就读完一遍。
If you spend 3 times of 5 minutes a day, then you will be able to finish the Bible in 1 year.
我主要交通的就是说，从这个 一个眼睛开不见的这么一个弟兄呢，身上呢写着一个功课，就是我们要每天啊要按时很好的来到圣经，因为圣经是神默示的话语。
And that is what I want to share from that brother who was half blind. I got the encouragement. I learned to listen to read the word of God.
老年人有更多的时间来到圣经。
And as for the elderly people, you have more time to read the word of God.
对我交通就是关于这个啊，从这个眼睛都有零点一视力的这个弟兄啊，有点对我有点啊感受呢，就是给弟兄姊妹一点交通，一点勉励，希望大家呢要很好的啊。来趁着我们这个眼睛还看得清楚的时候好好的来到圣经。
Let's be encouraged by this brother with poor eyesight to read the word of God.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我本来今天一点都没想到，刚才还迟到，刚刚坐在后面。
I didn't feel like coming up. I didn't think I was coming up. I was even late for the meeting.
我看这么好的机会大家都不来，我就借着这个，我争取一点点讲几句。
But I thought it's such a good opportunity, and no one's coming up, so I thought I might as well.
刚才因为严弟兄讲了，我就是他讲了之后，我就有一点感动。
When Brother Yan was sharing, I was quite moved.
他说我们有明亮的眼睛，就说也要好好看圣经。
He said we have good eyesight. We should be reading the Word of God, spending time.
但是我就想起，其实我们每一天，我觉得我们现在有健康的身体，我们神给我还有一天。
I feel that we have good health and God has given us time to live for Him.
当我们每天早上起来的时候，睁开眼睛的时候，真的第一个要感恩。
When we open our eyes each morning, we need to be giving thanks to God.
因为昨天我们家庭聚会，一个姊妹也是这样子，交通很年轻的姊妹。
Last night in a family meeting, a young sister shared this.
我觉得我听了就很受感动。
I was truly moved.
他说他每天去上班的时候，我其实他在祷告主。
She said that every time she goes to work, she prays to the Lord.
当他回到家里的时候，就看见孩子笑声，就是多有的感恩。
And every time she come home, she was giving thanks to God for keeping the children happy and give thanks to all things.
他说感谢主，感谢说公公婆婆，就说能够就说哎把孩子带，虽然说有时候如果家人什么做不好，就是我们还有说比如说丈夫方面也是做不好，他说我们不要去，就说嫌弃他已经做了。
She gives thanks to God for her family, for the help of the in-laws, for the husband's help.
就是我们就要存一个就是感恩的心。
So even though sometimes the husband didn't do a very good job, but she still feel that she should be giving thanks, and have a grateful heart for all things.
但是当我们说每天早上起来的时候，其实就是有时候我以前是这样子，常常一醒来会想到一些，哎呀，这些事情真的是很多就是说负担那些事情。
So, when we wake up in the morning, I used to think of things that troubles me.
那现在就是求主帮助，要学习，就哎呀，先想想。每天都有，其实你去看看周围，些很多真的能感恩的。
But now I by the Lord's help, I learn to find things that we need to give thanks for.
那就是我们也健康的身体，我们早上起来感恩。
We need to give thanks for good health every morning.
但是如果我们没有健康的身体，我们今天早上睁开眼睛，我们还有今天，我们也是要感恩。
But if we feel sick for the day and we still have today, let's give thanks for the day.
因为我们每个人真的都不知道明天。
We don't know about tomorrow.
我们有今天，我们就感谢主给我们今天。
We have today, so we give thanks to God for today.
但是说希望我自己常常说啊，我今天应该怎么样活，真的能够荣耀你。
I often tell myself, how do I should I live for the Lord to glorify Him?
但真正在日常生活中，就是常常做的事情都是亏欠主。
So、often things that I do often fall short of His glory.
都是按照我自己的意志去做。
The things that I do according to my own will.
那我就是求主帮助。
So I ask the Lord to help me.
也求我们弟兄姊妹彼此代祷。
And ask brothers and sisters to pray for each other.
那求主纪念我们有这一颗心。
But may the Lord remember that we have a heart to please Him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我想跟大家分享的大概有两点。
Like to share two points with brothers and sisters.
是我自己也特别得鼓励，也蒙主保守的。
Two things that was really encouraged by the Lord and being protected, being kept by the Lord.
就是诗篇的91篇。
Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇是很多的圣徒也很喜欢的一篇。
Psalm 91 is a psalm that was most loved by many saints.
刚才有很年长的炎弟兄跟大家劝勉，就是要爱读神的话。
Earlier on, Brother Ian encouraged us to have a desire to read the Word of God.
我想呢，就是如果一个人他的心没有被神真正的 touch 到的话。
I felt that if one's heart is not truly touched by the Lord,
那就是读经的话，可能它是一个对自己的一种要求或者一种自律。
That even reading the Bible will be a self-inflicted requirement or a self-discipline.
但是如果你真的信了主，你真的愿意把自己放在他的手中，你愿意去试，或者哪怕是试一试。
If you truly believe in Him and you truly want to put yourself in His hands, even if you want to try to trust in Him,
你才能知道主真的是他的大能和信实。
Then you will truly learn He is mighty and He is faithful.
在这个比较长的这一段九十一篇还算是相对也不算太长。其中最鼓我的，我拿来我就觉得是神在亲口对我说的，就是诗篇九十一篇的十四节到第十六节。
So I'd like to share Psalm 91 from verse 14 to 16, which I believe God used those words to really speak to me.
他说神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
It says here, because he has set his love upon me.Therefore, I will deliver him.
因为他知道我的名，我就要把他安置在高处。
I will set him on high because he has known my name.
他若求告我，我就应允他。
He shall call upon me and I will answer him.
他在急难中，我要与他同在。
I will be with him in trouble.
我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
I will deliver him and honor him.
我要使他足享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
所以可能如果我们还没有经历过跟主有一个很亲近的关系的话，可能以为这个写的只是一个诗歌性的、一般性的赞美。
If we haven't experienced the intimacy with the Lord, we probably think that this is just a general praising of the Lord.
但是如果你在你目前的处境当中，尤其是我知道，每个人都可能或多或少都会经历自己生命的低谷。
But if you in your current circumstances, if you're going through the valley of your life, the low point of your life,
你就明白主在这里的应许是何等的宝贵。
Then you understand how precious is His promises in here.
我知道，我们在这个世界上的生活当中会遇到各种的难处，年轻人会有婚姻的问题，会有找工作的问题。
I know that we have many difficulties in this life. Young people have problems with their the difficulty with their marriage or with work.
中年人可能会面临中年失业的问题，或者子女的问题。
Middle-aged people may encounter problems with losing the job or with children.
老年人可能会有身体的这个病痛的问题。
Elderly people may have health issues.
另外还有很多夫妻关系、同事关系和员工和老板的关系。
And of course, there are always issues between husband and wife. There are with in work relationships.
就是说，但是我们要知道主没有叫我们脱离这个世界。
But we know that the Lord did not call us, did not take us out of this world.
他是说，我们如果真的可以信靠他，他就会有足够的信实和能力拖着我们，带着我们一起过去。
Instead, he said, if we are able to trust in him, he will give us sufficient grace to bring us across, to bring us through.
等你回头看的时候，你看你先被主的这种恩典带过去的时候，你会看你过去的难处的时候，你可能不仅就要可能就要歌唱。
And when you have been taken through those difficulties, you will reflect when you reflect on the experience, you will sing praises to Him.
这边我要分享一个小小的故事，就是大家知道，戴德生，他在中国布道。
I'd like to share the story of Hudson Taylor. He was a missionary in China.
他有一个真真，我不知道是几个真字啊，反正，有个叫戴爱美的，是他的一个后代。
One of his descendants, one of his great grand grandchildren, was
他是出生在中国的，
She was born in China.
在出生的 she.
She was born in China.
在二次大战之后呢，因着日本人要报复美国人的原因。
After Second World War, because the Japanese was during Second World War, as the Japanese wants to revenge America.
就在中国的山东的潍县建起了一个集中营。
They built a concentration camp in Shandong Province.
然后他们那些传教士的子女在一所学校，那个名字我记不得了，是戴德生当初创立的一所学校，大概连师生和老师一起有300。
At that time, the children of the missionaries were in a Christian school in that province.
他们整体的就全部被送到集中营里面去了。
So about 300 of them, including students and teachers, and all of them were captured and put into the concentration camp.
是，那这个就相当于可以说是从一个正常的生活状态，可能掉落一个非常无限的一个深渊里面去。
So it's like she was rid of this her normal life and put into a deep pit.
然后这个戴爱美她在几十年之后在分享这个事情的时候，她就说她很感恩的说，她说我的母亲在我们年幼的时候就把这个诗篇91篇用歌唱的形式把这个话语放在我们心里面了。
Many years after, as the sister reflect on her experience, she was thankful to the Lord that at the very young age, their mother have taught them this psalm using as a way of singing.
所以在集中营里面，那种很恶劣的生活环境下，还有他们对他们很严格的这种监管之下，他们依然能够活着非常有盼望。
So in the most terrible circumstances in the concentration camp, she was able to live with hope.
然后她也分享，就是说她的妈妈跟后来跟他们的子女分享过无数次，因为这个时候，他们孩子们被关到集中营，而戴爱美她的父亲和母亲还在外面做布道的工作，不跟他们在一起。
So also she shared many times that at that time, even though the children, herself and the siblings were in the concentration camp, their parents were still outside, still ministering to the Lord.
然后那个他妈妈就后来跟他们儿女说，你知道，他说你知道吗？因为神跟我说过，如果我来专心，就是那个福音里面讲的，就是说。用英语讲就是 if you respect what's dear to me, I will look after the one who dear to you. 就是说，在那个福音书里面讲，就是如果我们真的让，意思就是说，如果我们让神居首位的话，神不是这样说的，是。就是说我们如果真心把自己放在他的手中的话，主会看顾我们，会保守我们的。所以后来
So the mother later on share with her children that if we give our hearts to the Lord, the Lord will look after what's important to us.
所以我就是说也是鼓励我自己，也是鼓励大家，如果有真的处在于难处当中的话，我觉得真的不要担心和害怕，因为这个是你一个极好的机会去操练你主跟你同在。
So I encourage myself and I want to encourage you that when we go through difficulties, let us not be afraid because it is a good opportunity for us to experience His presence.
因为诗篇九十一篇第一节和二节说得非常清楚。第二，特别第二节，他说：“我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。”
Psalm 91 verse 2 says this quite well. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust.
对，在这边中文翻译的是山寨，我觉得还是翻译成那个堡垒，我觉得好像更能达意。
So the English translation is better. It's a fortress. It's a fortified city.
对，在我们的这个诗歌本里面，也有一个马丁路德写了一篇诗，那个诗歌就是654首，就是用了这句话，写了这首。我觉得如果大家可以看的话，可以自己去看，我觉得真的也很好。
There's also a hymn in the Big Hymn 654 written by Martin Luther that talks about this fortress of the Lord.
第二个我要分享的，可能时间有一点点长啊，待会儿如果长的话，
Second point
就是我们最近在学圣经概览班，在学约翰一二三书。
Recently, we were studying the epistle of John, John 1, John 2, and John 3 in the Bible overview class.
在学的过程中，我觉得真的非常感恩。我觉得我自己被，特别是被约翰一书非常深的摸着。
I was truly thank the Lord because I personally was touched by 1 John.
特别是约翰这个使徒，他有一些不同于其他使徒的一些一个特点。
Apostle John has something very unique to the other apostles.
在约翰一书里面体现的也非常的清晰的，就是说他用了一个毫不含糊的一个非常清晰的一个对比。
And John is written in such a way that is an unambiguous, uncompromised.Very clear contrast.
非常多，比如说他在里面提到了光明黑暗。
For example, light and darkness.
你不是守真理的，你就是说谎的。
If you don't belong to the truth, you are a liar.
你不是生就是死。
If you're not in life, you are in death.
不是爱就是恨。
Not love, if then it's hate.
你不是神的儿女，你就是撒旦的儿女。
Not children of God, then you are children of the devil.
你不在光中行，你就是在黑暗中行。
You don't walk in light, then you're walking in darkness.
你不是公义的，就是不法的。
If you're not righteous, then you are lawless.
那么，所以这个为什么给我这么深刻的印象呢？因为我们的教育会让我们对一些东西变得模糊起来。
It's giving me such a deep impression because our education has told us to make things become blurry.
我们会有很多的渐渐的变成了很灰色的地带。
We've gradually fallen into many gray areas.
我们会觉得，如果我没有那么多的去爱神的话，因为好像就这样子，就是说我信了，我就这样子爱，还按照我的这样子路子去过。也还可以的。
We feel that it is not so bad if we believe in Him and continue to live our own way of life.
因为我的这个道德还比其他世界上人还要好，有时候还好很多。
Because morally I'm okay, I'm better than somebody else.
但是其实圣经在这里面告诉我，就是说他圣经里面说是黑白分明的。
And yet the Bible is clear that it is either white or black.
我们中国人会讲究一个叫中庸之道，可能这个是最能隐藏自己，最能保，认为这个是最能隐藏自己，最能保护自己的。
In Chinese philosophy promotes a mediocrity.
但是实质上，我们现在生活的原则，我们要遵循神的话语。
But our way of life is to obey the word of God.
我在这里面我自己其实也有一个见证。
And I have a personal testimony about this.
就是，约翰一书第六节。
1 John 1:6.
我是在几年前被一个牧师他的一篇讲道，我觉得真的是戳着了我的心。
Many years ago, I was really touched. Pierced through by a sermon by a pastor.
他当时的这个讲到就是说 ，You are a liar.
At the time he said, "You are a liar."
你是一个说谎的、撒谎的。 他为什么他当时讲的这篇道的意思就是说，这里面说我们若说是与神相交却人在黑暗里，就是说谎的，不行真理了。
Why does he say that? Because in 1 John 1:6 it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我当时听了他这个讲道之后，我是被极大的震动了。
After I heard the message, I was greatly shaken.
因为我觉得我信了主，我也去教会，也读经。
For I felt that I have believed in the Lord. I go to the church and I read the Bible.
但是我真的发现我自己心里面还是有黑暗的。
But I found myself in darkness.
这个黑暗的是
与 I found darkness in me.
这个黑暗包括很多方面，有苦毒的。
This darkness encompasses many aspects, such as bitterness,
好生气的
easily angered,
等等
etc.
所以我后来回头我就自己祷告说，主，真的，我如果说我天天跟你相交的，我与你同行的，我就不应该是活在黑暗当中的。
So later on, I reflect on this. I said to the Lord, Lord, if I have fellowship with you, then I cannot walk in darkness.
否则我就是一个说谎的。
Otherwise, I am a liar.
所以我想我今天也不能交通太长，然后我就觉得总结一句话，我就觉得在约翰一书里面。
So I'd just like to conclude, because of time, that in 1 John,
透过使徒他这么一个非常明确清晰的这么一个对比，
through the clear contrast, written by the apostle,
让我们在生活当中不能够对神的话是模模糊糊，是妥协的。
Let us stop being a compromising person, with regards to the word of God.
因为在主那里没有模糊的。
Because in the Lord there is no such thing as compromise.
在圣经的其他地方，我后来也发现，真的神说的话，它是立定在天的。
So in other places in the scripture,
是就是不是。
I've also learned that the word of God is settled in heaven. It's will not change.
比如说他在马太福音里面他就讲了，你要什么，你不要什么，你不要为自己积财宝在地上，你要为自己积财宝在天上。
Just like the Lord's sermon in Matthew's gospel, do this and don't do this, do this, don't do this, he's quite clear.
所以我想不是说我今天在这边讲我就已经做得非常好，我而是说我们真的需要彼此的勉励，彼此的提醒，然后在圣灵里面祷告，求主帮助我们每一天能够行走在他的这个光里面。
I'm sharing here not because I've learned the lesson, but let's pray that the Lord may help us to continue to walk in light. Thank you.
I'll tell you a story how I learned to forgive.
去年11月份我有机会回了一趟国。
Last November I went to China.
虽然说时间很长了我才回去一次。
Although it's been a long time.
回去前我就一直祷告。
I prayed before I went back.
为什么这么长时间不回去呢？
Why did it take so long for me to return?
我跟我们家公公婆婆的关系不好。
Because I had a very hard relationship with my in-laws.
我们为什么今天能在澳洲？也许跟这个有关。
The fact that we live in Australia has something to do with that relationship.
以前我们没有信耶稣的时候，我跟我公公有口角，有这种打架的这种故事。
Before I was saved.I quarreled with my father-in-law and we fought.
我跟我婆婆有动刀的故事。
I even hold a knife against my mother-in-law.
我回去前我祷告了，我就在心里面说，我说神啊，你给我一个机会，我回去再 在你面前学饶恕。
So I prayed to God to ask Him to teach me how to forgive before I went back to China.
嗯，所以我回去前我就一直祷告，然后在守望祷告当中，我也问了好多的弟兄老弟兄，他们也帮助我。
I even consulted many elderly brothers and sisters in the prayer watch time, and they helped me.
嗯，所以我回去了。我当我见到我婆婆的时候，我就拥抱她。
So when I saw my mother-in-law, I hugged her.
见到公公的时候，我也跟他握手。
And I shook hands with my father-in-law.
嗯，虽然说这时间不是很容易学，但是我学过来了。
It was not easy, but now it's over.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢赞美主，弟兄妹祝你平安。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
我没有准备上来讲见证今天哈。
I wasn't prepared to come up.
是在那边打课的时候，华强弟兄提醒我，他说你是不是腰痛了，姊妹？他叫我什么名字？
This morning
我说我没有腰痛啊。
Prayed,
他说你说有手脚痛，我说没有啊，我一下子否认。然后呢，华强弟兄打课的时候，我想哦，有啊，我有两三个月之前应该。就是说有腰扭了，我说有啊，弟兄，对不起，我说烦了，就是忘记了，我是忘恩负义的人。
As I was praying this morning, Brother Jonathan reminded me, asked me whether I still had the back pain, and I said no, I'm okay. But I remember, yes, I did have a back problem earlier on, a few months earlier.
感谢主，然后我就跟他讲。本来我忘记了，他提醒一下，我说今天哈、哦，我也想，本来那时候我就想上来做见证，好像只是时间的关系，偷偷的忘记了，感谢主。
Already forgotten about this, the Lord's grace. But as the brother has reminded me, I was reminded to come up and count His blessing.
就是有一次，好像星期天晚上跟小孩子洗澡，我就抱小孩子抱一下，晃到。浴缸里面。
I was carrying a little children one day, and as I was bathing the children,
我不知不觉腰就扭了，我觉得痛。
I hurt my back and felt this severe pain.
那也不知道这么严重哦，然后还坚持把小孩子两个洗澡都洗完了。
I didn't take it seriously, so I continued to finish bathing the children.
洗完的时候。我就觉得哦，我今天晚上应该要早点睡觉，可能休息一下，明天就没事了。
And I felt that I just probably just have to rest early on that day, and then I'll be okay.
然后呢，我就没有祷告，就这样去睡觉。
So I didn't pray on that day, and I just go to bed.
那准备睡觉之前，坐下床上，哦，坐下来都没办法坐喽，就慢慢的扶着坐下来，那躺下去也没办法了，
夹
不动了。
When I was about to go to bed, I realized I couldn't even sit down. I could gradually sit down, but I couldn't really sit down easily.
然后呢，手抱着脚就是这样慢慢的躺下去。
I had to move my legs, move myself to the bed.
躺下去就在床上祷告。
And I sat there and I prayed to Him.
我就是主啊，我怎么办？我今天这样腰扭的这么严重了，我明天还要上班，还有很多事情要做啊。
And I said, Lord, what should I do? I have work tomorrow, and I have hurt my back now. What do I do?
我就一直在祷告主，我仰望你，只有你医治我啊！你是唯一的盼望。
So I prayed to the Lord, asked for healing, and I said, Lord, you are my hope, my only hope.
那我自己的用那个麝香那个喷雾器那个喷呀，然后用骨的头梳它去刮，刮刮了就一大片紫紫的。哇，这个晚上呢，肚子都在痛。
So I tried some treatment myself, some herbal treatment.
就是没有腰扭的人可能不知道、不理解怎么痛。
If you haven't hurt your back, you probably don't understand what it feels like to have the back pain.
有扭过的人都知道会体贴这个怎么痛哈，我们也没盼望。就是不知道用什么语言，就是那样痛来讲。
I don't know how to describe it, but it's such a severe, terrible pain.
然后我就挂电话给严华姐妹，第一个就挂电话问严华姐妹，我说：“严华姐妹，严弟兄电话你知道不知道？”
So I straight away rang Sister Yan Hua and asked for Brother Yan's phone number.
刚好我 来这个守望祷告，我知道说眼弟兄知道这些是医学的事情嘛。
Because I come to the watch and pray meetings, so I know Brother Yen was is no has medical knowledge.
那就挂电话，挂给银华弟兄，来挂给这个眼弟兄。
So ran Brother Yen.
眼弟兄说：“你先把。”我说要去怎么治疗，我去哪里医院啊？他说你先把蜂蜜拿去涂，蜂蜜会消炎也会止痛。
So I asked Brother Ian, do I need to go and have some treatment and do I need to go to the hospital? And he said, you first tried honey, use honey on your the pain area because it helps to treat the inflammation.
感谢主，然后我就真的要用分泌图，然后呢，我觉得应该明天早上我应该可以起来了。那我五点冥想的时候我就先起来。
So that's what he said, and then the next morning, as I wake up early in the morning,
起来上个厕所，上厕所，哎呦，上厕所坐下来也没办法，站起来更难，然后就扶着慢慢慢慢的起来了。
So I tried to go to the toilet and couldn't sit down. Still have the big pain.
起来了，我想我今天没办法跪下去祷告了，只能站着靠着那是衣柜的旁边，就是靠在那边祷告。
So I was standing there and again pray to the Lord.
我就是主啊，我今天小孩子还要送学校去，还有这么多事情摆在我的面前，我摆在你的面前，你来帮助我今天。
I said, Lord, I have so much to do today. The children need to go to school. I have so much work to do. Please help me.
真的。主把我星期一的时间都帮助我，我真的一天都做好好了。然后呢，到晚上呢，哇，坐下来，又是我觉得应该是痛了，会差一点了，会差一点，但是还是很痛。
So the Lord gave me sufficient strength to finish what I need to do on that day, but in the evening I have the pain again, very painful.
那是又是蜜呀，又去涂，就是蜂蜜涂。
So again, I covered the pain area with honey.
然后星期二来这里参加守望祷告。
And Tuesday, I come to the watch and prayer meeting.
那眼弟兄就帮我针灸，针灸一好像只有几做，没有五分钟好像，只有两次应该两针。
So Brother Yan helped me with acupuncture.
就差很多了。
And about maybe after one treatment, I was greatly, my condition greatly improved.
后来就眼弟兄又继续为我做，几次我也忘记了，感谢主。
So I almost forgot about it.
就是不知不觉我的腰就没就不痛了，没就好了，就是这样的。
So after several treatment, I was healed.
所以说我们的主不但给我们将来的盼望，永生的盼望，我们今生。所需要的，我们祷告主都会听我们的祷告。
So not only the Lord give us an eternal hope, He also take care of us for our everyday need.
就是不管顺境逆境，我们都要祷告啊。
So let's learn to pray to Him, within good circumstances or bad.
也希望更多的弟兄姊妹有这个心意摆上参加这里星期二和星期四的祷告。
And do encourage more brothers and sisters to come to the watch and prayer meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
感谢主，我们为主摆上，不会突然的，主会爱我们的，听我们的祷告。
So what we have committed to Him, what we have given to the Lord, will not be in vain.
感谢主，
the Lord listen to our prayers.
就这样了哈，谢谢主。
Thank you.
本来我不想上来。
Originally I wasn't prepared to come up.
但是心理上好像跳动得很厉害。
But I was was moved in my heart.
我这个人有个不好的习惯。
I have a very bad habit.
就是会炒股。
炒
股把我捆绑得好厉害的。
Invest in stocks, in shares.
前年来这边，互惠移民嘛，来到这边。
So I last year I migrated to Australia.
我在这边上班上了大概有五个月。
I've been working for 5 months.
五个月了，我感觉到这边挣钱好像没有股票挣得快。
I feel that working earn money as easy as investing in stocks, as in shares and stocks.
股票就是坐在电脑前面又很轻松，又是能赚钱的话，很好容易。
So I feel that share trading is earns money much easily, and it's
后来我上了五个月以后，我就在这边炒股。
So after five months of working, I started to trade in shares.
炒股刚开始停下来有一个多月哈。
So after I've been doing that for about a month,
一个多月时间有挣了有五六十万哈。
I earn about 500,000 to 600,000.
五六十万我就感觉了，哎呀，这个钱来得好快呀。
I felt that the money comes so easily.
然后中国股灾，六月十三号股灾。
And then there is a great the share market plummeted.
才一周时间哈，一周时间钱能看新闻都知道了，一周时间钱都还给他了。
In about one week, all the money were lost.
然后就是炒股又炒了半年时间，我感觉这个还是没有收益的。
And after about 6 months, I didn't really earn anything.
但是我心里想着了。想着还是很惦记的那个股票。
But I was sort of hooked up by this share trading business.
晚上睡觉就是想着，还是想着股票。
I was thinking about this day and night, even in bed.
去上班的时候也是想着股票。
As I work, we go to work, I'll be thinking about share trading.
开车下班还是想着股票。
I was driving, I was thinking about share trading.Share prices.
一到家了就打开电脑。
So as soon as I get home, I'll open up my computer, look up the share price.
就怕这个下班的这个股票已经收盘了。
So I was afraid that my close for the day by the time I get home.
因此我想着了，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And I learned that one cannot serve two masters.
不是亲这个就是重那个。
Whether you love this one or hate the other.
又侍奉马门，又侍奉神，咱们是做不到的。
You cannot serve mammon and serve God.
因此，我就是想求主来赦免我的罪。
So ask the Lord to forgive me.
能够早日脱离这个股市的迷惑。
And to set me free from the deception of.
曾经我在中国还没来的时候。
Previously, when I was in China before I came to Australia.
为什么会踏入股市？
Why did I step into the share trading business?
有一天，我到朋友家里去串门。
Because one day I was visiting a friend.
看见他炒股钱来得快。
I learned that he trade in shares and the money comes quite easily.
我们就是也去炒股。
So I learned to invest in shares.
但是我们是信主的。
But because we are believers.
本来就是说不应该说股票有点带赌博的性质。
Because in China, share trading is a bit like gambling.
但是朋友说了，这个是投资啊，股票就是投资，是股份有限公司吧，都是上市公司。
But my friend kept saying this is investing, it's investment, it's not gambling.
但是我们是做不到是投资的心态。
But we cannot have that attitude of investment.
变成是一种投机的心态。
It's more like speculation, more like speculative gambling.
因此我们就是说在那边，就是在那边我们天天提心吊胆。
So every day I was in fear.
因为是投机吧。
Because we were playing, we were trading speculatively.
所以说我们天天关注新闻啊。
So every day we pay attention to the news, to the share price.
还有去研究股票，买只股票的它那个走向。
And also study every share and how the trend of the share price.
活得很累啊。
It was such a burdensome life.
太累了。
It was too tiring.
晚上睡觉有时一个星期晚上都睡不了几个小时。
Sometimes I couldn't only sleep a few hours in a whole week.
如果都是那样的话，我说会早日会神经病了。
I felt that if I continue in that life, I will go crazy.
我看 有人看不是股市，人家有的会跳楼，会自杀。
And some say that they jump off the building after the share market crash.
但是我们有深有体会。
I felt that it is quite possible.
真的迷惑很厉害的话，有一天会也是同样的状况会，好像说。会发生。
If I continue to let myself be deceived and being bonded by that, one day that might happen to me.
因此我在这边刚才说炒股炒了半年。
So I've trade in shares for about 6 months here in Australia.
不去上班。
Wasn't working.
后来又去上班了。
And then I went back to work.
去上班我感觉得很自在。
I felt such freedom after I returned to work.
赦免我的罪。
I asked the Lord to forgive my sins.
我们就是说按照投资的心态去投资股票。
And if we are ever going to invest in shares, or we invest with an attitude of long-term investment.
我们不要再去投机了。
And not with a speculative motive.
然后我去上班回来也不关注股票。
And after I returned from work, I no longer pay attention to share price.
也不看股票了。
No longer look at the market.
偶尔的时间，我们打开手机看看，哎，是股票是还是挣钱还是赔钱呢？
Occasionally, I open up my mobile to check on the share price.
但是它那个波动不会太厉害，因为是投资吧。
But because it's a long-term investment, it's not fluctuation. It's not too much.
所以说，我现在。晚上睡觉也睡个安稳。
So now I can sleep soundly.
上班也不要操心股票，哎呀，这个股票没有卖掉的话，等下跌得很厉害。
And I can work normally and not worrying about buying or selling
my stock. 所以求主保守我的心。
So may the Lord keep my heart.
让我能够早日脱离这个苦海。
That I may be free, set free from the bondage.
做一个虔诚的基督徒。
And learn and be a godly Christian. And
来敬畏神。
And to fear God.
我就说到这里。
That's what I'm going to share.
我觉得神在我们中间最近常常提醒我们，需要每天有时间跟他有真实个人的交通。
I felt that the Lord has reminded us constantly recently that we need to have a daily communion with Him.
借着读。一些的主的话来跟主有交通祷告。
By reading the word of God, by praying to Him, we need to have that daily conversation with the Lord.
我相信这个提醒，无论是对年轻人，或者是对很忙的中年人，或者是年纪大的老年人，主都是正在这样提醒我们。
I feel that this reminder applies equally to young people as well as middle-aged and older people.
So, 盼望弟兄姊妹把这一个带回去，好好的在主跟前寻求。
So I hope the brothers and sisters will take this home and seek the Lord for what we need to do.
求主教导我们怎样去操练，跟主每天有一段时间专一的、专心的。敞开心的想跟他交通。
And may the Lord teach us how to have a daily devotion time before Him and to have fellowship with Him.
我们今天早上交通聚会停在这里。
A fellowship meeting ends here.
我们有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们为着刚才的交通，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the sharings of brothers and sisters.
出于你的话语，主，我们求你替我们持守。
Lord, the words from yourself, you help us to keep in our hearts.
主，我们为着你在我们中间常常教导我们，常常在我们身上工作，我们感谢你。
Lord, for the lessons that you often teach us, for the work that you've done in our midst, we thank you.
但是真的叫我们不要忘恩，也叫我们不要轻浮。你给我们的教导跟勉励。
But Lord, help us not to be forgetful and not to despise the simple lessons that you've taught us.
主乃是靠你的恩典，我们来忠心的来跟从你。
But help us to follow you faithfully by your grace.
愿荣耀归给你。
May you have all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.